Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Yes,
next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,074, Lawrence John Hefner seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Oak Street, approximately 800 feet northwest of the intersection of Road 351 and Oak Street. The 911 address is 31382 Oak Street, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 121. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 1.5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and 3 mail returns.
You state your name and address for the record.
Laurie McFall, 30 John Hall Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I am the realtor for the owner of the home. He is not in good health and was not able to attend. But there is an existing shed on the property. It was there when they purchased the property in 2003, and they are looking to sell the property, and it now has become an issue where they are not able to, the buyer is not able to get a loan on the property because of the survey.
Okay.
Most of the neighboring properties have sheds, and again, the property, the shed has been there for numerous years, probably over 20 years. It does have a permanent foundation, and it contains utilities.
Start, Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
No questions? Okay.
No questions. Sure. No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Well, I could ask you to address the standards.
What is the question?
The standards. Can you address the standards for granting the variance?
They're on the back
okay.
of the sheet.
Uniqueness of the property. I don't know that there is any uniqueness of the property. The shed has been there forever. It is a relatively small property with an addition on it. If you were to move the shed forward, well, the shed can't be moved because it's on a permanent foundation, but if it were closer to the property, the backyard would not be able to be utilized. But we're not sure why the shed was placed there because they weren't the ones who placed it there.
Okay.
Cannot otherwise be developed. Obviously, what the seller asked me to say is that it's hampering the sale of their property, so that it's not able, they're not able to sell the property. Not created by the applicant. The issue was obviously not created to them. The shed's been there for longer than they've owned the property. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The majority of the neighbors do have sheds of similar fashion in the neighborhood. And it is, again, has been there for longer than most of the people around them have owned properties. And minimum variance, they're looking for the shed is currently 3.5 feet from the property line, and they need an additional 1.5 feet to make the 5 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Is there a well and septic at all on this property?
There is a well.
Or is that in the front yard, rear yard?
I am not exactly sure, but I know that some of the water pump comes up into the shed.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further questions, again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variance. The shed's been there for a number of years. It was there when the current property owner bought it. It wasn't created by the applicant. And I'm familiar with the neighborhood, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
You have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,074. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,074 is approved.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.